Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Thursday afternoon. Listen, I'm not the only one who observes life. Jim Hobgood is somebody who, without question, has observed life for a while. Now, normally, you would talk to Jim about basketball and things of that sort, but I got news for you. He's somebody who's really got a great handle, great insight on everything that's going on, and I'm so thrilled that he's taken a couple of minutes for us today. Jim, thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Why would you leave Hanover? You're out there in the center of the universe, Ashland.
That's right.
You're right there.
There is no reason for us to ever leave. I am telling you that. Jim, what do you make of this? You're looking around at the same situation, the same circumstances, the same problems that the rest of us are. You think Central Virginia gets back on solid footing anytime soon?
You know, I'm not sure. You know, there's a lot of damage being done, and the real tragedy of this is always the areas that are really seeing a lot of the destruction and the violence and the riots, you know, are often the last to come back. You know, I'm old enough to remember the riots going back to 1968, and there were parts of Washington, D.C. that didn't recover for literally decades. So I think it's just very sad, and it's hard to see how that this really helps the people that allegedly are the ones that are the victims. You know, I mean, I was thinking, getting ready to come on with you about the BLM, and I think virtually everybody would say Black Lives Matter. I think some people would say All Lives Matter.
Right.
But I thought of something else, BLB. The objective should be to make black lives better.
Mm.
And, you know, I've got another acronym for you that you might appreciate. It's called JEF. But this time only with one F. But,
well, you've got my attention, Hobgood. Let's hear.
That's Jeff. So it's J stands for jobs, E stands for education, and F stands for family.
Wow.
You know, the president really pre-virus had the jobs thing pretty well headed in the right direction. And obviously, lowest black unemployment rate in history. And hopefully, as we come out of this, many of those jobs, including for blacks and Asians and everyone else, will come back. You know, the education piece is just really sad because so many of these urban schools, even in the city of Richmond, but you look at New York, Detroit, Baltimore, all those places, they're desperate for what I would call school choice.
Yes.
You know, and we have a Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, who's devoted her life to that. And she doesn't need to be in public service. She's very wealthy. She could be enjoying life. But yet she's taken a lot of flack trying to make things better for kids that really need a better educational opportunity. And it's funny that there was a documentary film. It's still out there. It was called Waiting for Superman.
Oh, yes.
And it was about single-parent families in New York City desperate to get their kids into charter schools in New York. And what has de Blasio done? He's reduced the number of charter school slots.
Right.
Same thing happened in Washington, D.C. So the educational piece, and then, of course, the family piece. It's interesting in today's paper, Walter Williams who's a terrific guy. As a matter of fact, I heard him speak in Richmond a number of years ago at the Commonwealth Club. Just a terrific guy, and a guy that I enjoyed as a substitute host for Rush back in the day before yes. Mark Stein came along. But at any rate, the paper today says in 1940, Black Hill legitimacy was 11%. Today it's 75%. So I think if we could figure out, if the Congress could put their heads together along with the administration, get those jobs back, work on the education piece, and try to figure out a way to keep Black fathers more connected to their children, I think the Black lives would indeed get better.
You know, some great, great observations there. Jim Hobgood joining us for a couple of moments. You take a look at the family portion of it. Let's work backwards here. Just the other day, we had Derek Wilburn on. Derek is, to put it mildly, a brilliant, brilliant guy, a writer, heads up a number of organizations, including Black Conservatives of Colorado. And he said, look, this became clear as the Democrats went into urban areas, dismantled families, said, we're going to pay the bills. We're going to take care of everything. The only thing we ask is you make sure that there are no men sticking around. That's what he said. And he said, you take a look at any urban area in America today. Number one, they're all firmly in the pocket of the Democrat Party. They have been for a century. And they have, unfortunately, just brutalized the concept of the intact family. And you know what? This all goes back to that, Jim. He said that part of the so-called white privilege is that there are folks who are white who happen to look at the intact family and value education. And he said that would be the privilege as far as he's concerned. And he wants to see that replicated in his community times 10. I mean, I don't know how anybody can argue with that.
Well, and that's a good point. You know, my background is definitely middle class. I did not come from a wealthy family. And fortunately, thanks to a pretty good jump shot, I got an opportunity to go to the University of Virginia. But, the one thing I did have was a father present in the household, and he was a definite presence. He provided discipline and support, encouragement, all those kind of things that fathers do. So I think there are just so many. And you look at the south side of Chicago, the gangs, the murders, the tragedies, it's just absolutely disheartening. And sometimes, I guess as a Republican, you look at the Democrats and you think, do they really want to solve the problem, or do they just want to keep enough people dependent upon them in order to stay in power? So you become a little skeptical and unfortunately pretty frustrated through the years, because the answers, they're out there. Yeah. It's just, so you got the game plan, but a lot of times there's a difference between the game plan and actually executing the game plan, and that's where it breaks down.
Yeah, well, listen, you talk about that E in Jeff, and we're talking about education. This is the other part of this. My gosh, how on earth can anyone say to any young man or young woman, I don't want you to care at all. I don't want you to value in any way an education? That is the most irresponsible thing that a parent could say to a child. It's outrageous. And yeah, you can be there and be supportive and say, hey, you might be a great athlete. Maybe you're a wonderful, you're a wonderful singer. You're a wonderful this, you're a wonderful that. But none of it really matters unless you have that base, that fundamental education. So God forbid the singing career doesn't work out. You applied yourself in school, and it may not be exciting or sexy, but you know what? An accountant's job is always available, and it always pays the bills.
Well, you know, you look at Mike Rowe, he talks a lot about blue-collar jobs, and yeah. Maybe some of this we need to do a little more maybe in the trade school education. What the heck, plumbers may be making more than you and me at this point in time.
Oh, absolutely.
And then the other thing I'd mention is the old, speaking of Walter Williams, the Walter Williams anti-poverty program, where he basically said, graduate from high school, get a job, get married before you have children, and stay out of jail. And statistically, in the United States, if you do those four things, the great likelihood is that you're not going to live in poverty.
That's right. That's right. Jim, listen, I go on all day with you. I appreciate you being here, and I want to get you back to do this again, but I also want to make sure that we actually get this lunch that we have promised each other for a long time as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and I'll pick up the first one, but yeah, we definitely need to have lunch, and you know, maybe one of these days, either my deck or your deck, we can have that adult beverage that you talk about post-show.
Oh, be still my heart. Jim Hobgood, thank you for being here, man. That is Jim Hobgood. Now, you ordinarily would chat with Jim all about basketball, right? Who's talking and all the rest of it. But I'm telling you, just a brilliant guy. You know, you can never tell where you're going to find a smart person. And I don't mean necessarily an educated person, although Jim is, you know, he's got plenty of degrees behind him and the rest of it. There's a certain something about talking with another person who gets it. You don't have to agree with them. That's the other part of this. Good Lord, that's the other part of life that is not all that bad. You can talk with other people with whom you do not agree and still have a meaningful conversation, and it doesn't have to end in things being flung across the room. I like talking to people. I do. And I didn't always like talking to people. There was a time I really liked talking at people. You know when that was? When I was younger and I knew everything. And the older I have gotten, the more I have come to realize I don't know nearly enough about anything. And so I want to talk with people who can help me. I happen to be a big John Maxwell fan. I don't know if you have read any of his 1,000 best-selling books or anything like that. I mean, I just a brilliant guy. And one of the things he talks about is talking to other people. How can you help me? Think about that. I'm not here to preach. I'm not here to, you know, lecture. But think about that for a second. How can somebody else help you be better? I'm not saying help you get extra dollars in the bank. Yes, you always, by the way, in my opinion, again, my opinion, you ought to be thinking about how you can help them. It is a mutual thing, but you've got to listen, and you've got to be open, and you've got to say to somebody, okay, just tell me a little bit about what you know, because you'd be amazed at some of the things you can learn from folks that you may very well have already written off. And if that's the case, shame on you. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.